We have multiple issues. Like, my ceiling and my suite is fallen, and there's a lamp where it's fallen at.
Irida Rodriguez is a transfer student from Brooklyn. She's among the 1,900 newly enrolled students at Buffalo State. But the school has run out of dorm space and turned to Canisius College for help. Rodriguez is being housed on Main Street across from Sisters Hospital, where she suspects there's mold in her shower, discovered some broken items and dirty conditions.
We've looked at what mold and stuff looks like, and we're not too sure, obviously, but it looks like mold, you know, in showers and stuff. Carpets, we've seen bugs and stuff.
There is no mold.
Dr. Terry Mangione is Vice President of Student Affairs and Dean of Students at Canisius. She says the building is old. They're dealing with water damage and a burst pipe. But Mangione says repairs for the water damage will be conducted tomorrow.
So I believe the building that they're concerned about is Campion Hall. It smells a little musty because of the water issue.
Canisius is working to respond to student complaints as quickly as possible. Rodriguez did admit some things have been taken care of in her room.
They just recently, after our complaints and calling them frequently, fixed certain things.
And my understanding is that the problems with sanitation in the bathrooms have been addressed in Campion Hall.
Buffalo State Vice President of Student Affairs, Hal Payne. He's reached out to the school's Director of Residence Life and Associate Director of Housing.
I'm told that these problems have been addressed, and so I will definitely check to make sure that the information I'm getting is consistent with reality.
Some of these same students are complaining about slow shuttle service from Main Street to Buffalo State. Rodriguez says sometimes they're late for class.
Buses run late all the time, mostly. And, you know, sometimes we understand it's traffic and stuff, but when it's not, you know, winter's coming. And, like, who's going to, you know, we have classes as well. This is our education. This is our money.
Payne is concerned about the shuttle service. He says they've learned it sometimes arrives early, leaving before students arrive for pickup.
We have asked the bus company to be very careful about that and not only avoid being late, but try to avoid leaving early. The advice we've given to students is arrive at the appointed place a little bit early rather than on time.
Some Buff State students were circulating a petition on campus earlier this week in response to the dorm conditions. But both colleges assured us they're working together to make improvements. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.